it's time for movie reviews. Movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New on the Roku channel is the Roku original Weird, the Al Yankovic story, the hotly anticipated life story of the Weird One. Daniel Radcliffe stars as the adult version of Weird Al in Weird, which begins with a look at how Al came to play the accordion and was told by his mom, "Your dad and I agreed that it would be best if you just stop being who you are and doing the things you love." Well, he ignored that advice and mastered the accordion and spoofed the knack hit My Sharona by making it My Bologna, and that was the beginning of his way to the top. Weird Al's career as a parody musician leads him to the path of Madonna, played by Evan Rachel Wood. But as Weird Al gets drunk with fame and sometimes just plain drunk, he starts to lose his way and risks losing his life due to his reckless behavior. Starting with the fact that Daniel Radcliffe is about a half foot shorter than the real Weird Al Yankovic, it should become apparent to viewers right away that Weird is a parody movie about a guy who makes song parodies. Its main target is the music biopic genre, where we learn the truth about artists behind the music and their meteoric rises to fame before their inevitable fall. Co-produced, co-written, and starring Weird Al in a sneaky cameo, Weird is a hilarious movie throughout as it lampoons not only Weird Al, but Madonna and a smattering of other famous rockers who come to life through various cameos. If you love Weird Al Yankovic, you're going to love Weird. Thanks to the brilliant turns by Daniel Radcliffe, Evan Rachel Wood, and Rainn Wilson as Weird Al's mentor, Dr. Demento. Weird, the Al Yankovic story, is new on the Roku channel.
I love this. I'm excited. I guess I didn't realize this was being made. And the fact that Daniel Radcliffe is playing Weird Al. Daniel's a weird guy too, right? I don't mean that in a bad way. I love Daniel Radcliffe, but he's kind of an odd duck.
He's actually very normal.
Is he?
You know, it's funny because I talked with him for this film and we could talk about that in a little bit. But I talked with him since, gosh, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.
Oh, wow.
I've talked with him about 9 or 10 times since then. And he's a very normal guy who loves challenging himself and taking on weird roles.
Well, he does a good job of it.
You know, he takes on the non-obvious roles, which is a great thing for a performer.
Yeah, he seems like an awkward teenager,
yeah.
You know, that is really like maybe a little bit socially different and having difficulties. And maybe in real life, he isn't at all.
No, not at all. And in fact, you know, he's one of these guys who obviously started off as a child actor and he did everything right. You know, everybody has their ups and downs in their career. But as far as I can tell, Dan is, he's done it really well. You know, he was, you know, very serious, but yet fun the first time I talked with him. And, you know, he's very focused. And, he takes on these roles that he's not in the next dumb romantic comedy, right? He takes on roles that are going to challenge him.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about him. You know, he really is serious about what he does, and he's terrific at everything he does, including playing Weird Al.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Weird Al. Now, he is like a co-producer. He is the producer. Was this all his idea?
Yeah, apparently he's been trying to get this made for years. There's a director named Eric Appel who he co-produced the film with and he co-wrote the story with. And again, I mean, the cameo he makes, I was fooled. And I shouldn't have been, but I was. So he is in the movie, but never once as Weird Al.
Oh,
you know,
great.
Radcliffe is Weird Al. And again, this is a spoof on the music industry. So it's like, you know, remember that MTV show Behind the Music?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
About the rise and the fall. And then, of course, in recent years, we've gotten biopics of musicians. And, you know, it's always that rise to fame. And then they hit their lowest point in their lives and all that sort of stuff. This is a spoof of those sorts of movies. You know, so it's really fun that you get a guy like Weird Al. It just wouldn't be as entertaining if you saw a straight-up story about his life.
Right.
You know?
No, it wouldn't make any sense.
He is showing that he is the king of parodies by making this movie a parody. about parodying himself, about, you know, making a parody of other musicians, you know, big name pop musicians. And I would love to share cameos with you, but I just can't. There are just so many famous faces that turn up in this movie that make it so much fun. It shows Weird Al's gifts more than anything, I think, as a comedy writer. You know, I think that he really, you know, obviously he thinks with all sides of his brain, right? I mean, he really has mastered the accordion, obviously. He's a great musician. He's a great lyricist because he, you know, are the lyrics silly? Yes, but has anybody else come up with such lyrics as My Bologna, or, you know, for My Sharona, or Another One Rides the Bus after Another One Bites the Dust for Queen, or Like a Surgeon instead of Like a Virgin?
He is so funny.
So it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, people like that, you know, he can sing, you know, and he sings not, you know, he doesn't try to impress us with his singing because he wants us to be listening to the words and thinking he's funny. But he actually can sing, and I wouldn't doubt it that, honestly, if he could sing like Michael Bolton and we just don't know it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, he's got a natural born talent and he knows how to use it. He found his lane. The guy's won 5 Grammy Awards, you know, they're for comedy recordings or whatever. But he, you know, he started doing this stuff in the late 70s. And, you know, people still today, I mean, 40, you know, odd years later, still know who Weird Al Yankovic is. So
yeah.
I really think the timing is right for it. And the great part about it is you get somebody like Daniel Radcliffe involved, who you would never suspect would ever play Weird Al. And you get Evan Rachel Wood involved, who spoofs Madonna. You know, there are some interesting parallels to the real Madonna and the Madonna we see in here. Obviously, you know, she's a way over top version of Madonna in the movie, but, you know, she pursues Weird Al to do a parody of her song because she's smart enough to know that she's going to make more money from her music because people get what they call the Weird Al bump artists. Where they, you know, their songs rise in popularity because Weird Al has brought them back to the light, right? So
sure.
It's really interesting. So, yeah, again, I will say if you don't like slapstick stuff, that might get on your nerves a bit. I don't care. I love it. I'm, you know, born, bred, and buttered with the Three Stooges, you know, so
yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I know. There's something about him. He's just magical. He's fun. I'm looking forward to it. And it's free.
We
it's
all need
Roku.
To laugh. We all need to laugh, right?
Oh, don't we, though? All right, we only have like 4 minutes left, and I have to talk to you about the interview that you did with Ralph.
Yeah. Well, it's Ralph Macchio. Again, I want to first say that I interviewed Daniel Radcliffe and Evan Rachel Wood about their roles in Weird. So you can find that on my site, directconversations.com, as well as Ralph Macchio, who wrote a book, a memoir called Waxing On, The Karate Kid and Me, which is about his life story, essentially. You know, you get before his life, during the success of The Karate Kid, after that, everything in between that and Cobra Kai. So it's a really terrific book. And I'm not just saying that to say it. Look, I love The Karate Kid. I love Cobra Kai. But you can definitely hear his voice when you're reading this thing. It's very well written and really interesting. I mean, you find out things like, wow, Robert Downey Jr. was also in the contention to play Daniel LaRusso.
Oh.
I mean, who knew?
Yeah.
No
idea.
You know, so weird things like that. I mean, so many weird little facts about his life that you discover in this book. So, you know, I had about 15 minutes with him, which is ample amount of time, really, when I'm used to getting 4 or 5. I got 10 with Daniel Radcliffe and Evan Rachel Wood, which was great. So, you know, you get to dig in a little bit deeper than you normally do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a tremendous amount of fun, and that's also on my website, directconversations.com. And, of course, I write these interviews for looper.com, so I got the links to those interviews on my site.
Fun. Now, I bet this would be, honestly, for people who love The Karate Kid and they love Cobra Kai and all this, this might be a great gift for somebody for the holidays, right? If they love
this
character.
You know what? Absolutely. And the interesting thing is, Kelly, you know, I posted this on Facebook. I got a little picture of the Zoom call of me and Ralph. And, you know, so many people responded to it because you don't really realize that that movie was a big part of people's lives, you know, mm-hmm. of our ilk, right, of our generation.
Yeah, for sure.
And even younger generations, really. I mean, people have gone back to discover that wonderful movie. It really is a classic movie with Cobra Kai. You know, they want to know where this whole story began. And that's the wondrous thing about Cobra Kai. It really is shown that this movie, that series, it's for families. The kids that grew up with Karate Kid, you know, passed on their love of the Karate Kid to their kids. They watch Cobra Kai. You watch Cobra yeah. Kai. It's just really, really cool.
Neat. Well, it sounds like you had a fun week, and I can't wait. We finally got a good review for something worth watching. Weird
Al. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what? You know, it's always scary going into something you hope you're going to love, like Weird, but Weird was wonderful.
Weird was wonderful. Weird, the Al Yankovic Story, starring Daniel Radcliffe as Weird Al, and it is on your Roku channel, original movie.